This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
America had given me so much, and I wanted to give something back. Together with millions of hardworking patriots across this land, we built the greatest political movement in the history of our country. We also built the greatest economy in the history of the world. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation, and that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We passed the largest package of tax cuts and reforms in American history. We slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had ever done before. We fixed our broken trade deals, withdrew from the horrible Trans-Pacific Partnership and the impossible Paris Climate Accord, renegotiated the one-sided South Korea deal, and we replaced NAFTA with the groundbreaking USMCA, that's Mexico and Canada, a deal that's worked out very, very well. Also, and very importantly, we imposed historic and monumental tariffs on China, made a great new deal with China. But before the ink was even dry, we and the whole world got hit with the China virus. Our trade relationship was rapidly changing. Billions and billions of dollars were pouring into the U.S., but the virus forced us to go in a different direction. The whole world suffered, but America outperformed other countries economically because of our incredible economy and the economy that we built. Without the foundations and footings, it wouldn't have worked out this way. We wouldn't have some of the best numbers we've ever had. We also unlocked our energy resources and became the world's number one producer of oil and natural gas, by far. Powered by these policies, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We reignited America's job creation and achieved record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, almost everyone. Income.
You know, it's interesting too. As the president gives his farewell address, one of the things that Joe Biden's probably going to do today, when he becomes president, is cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. Which is certainly going to affect America's energy independence. I'm curious, as I think about the transition today, what will happen in terms of energy in the United States? Because you have a lot of wackos in the Democrat Party who are all about the Green New Deal, and they're about to become very, very, very powerful people. But as we await the president to depart the White House and head to Andrews Air Force Base, I'd like to now turn to the executive producer of the show, Greg Socker, and ask him the question that's on all our minds today. What's on our cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet?
Rich, you've talked a lot about the fairness doctrine, and a lot of people have poo-pooed this and said, nah, this comes up every time a Democrat, is elected president. Everybody talks about bringing back the fairness doctrine. Never happens. Well, I have two examples from the TV people that this has been discussed. So yesterday on CNN's Anderson Cooper, Washington Post's Max Das Boot, and him discuss this very thing, the fairness doctrine. No pushback, no, but it's discussed as a real possibility. Max claims to be an insider in, you know, Washington politics, so maybe he knows something we don't. I don't know. This is Anderson Cooper and Max Bootcut One.
They also, I mean, not only furthered the big lie, people like Maria Bartiromo there and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they also built up January 6th as if it was some day of wrecking it.
Exactly. And they constantly told their viewers to come out and fight on January 6th. And, you know, is it a surprise that some people took those words literally? I mean, just a few days ago, you had James Murdoch, who is part of the family that owns Fox News, saying that it was imperative for media property owners to show some responsibility and to stop putting on those kinds of lies. Now, I don't know if his brother Lachlan and his father Rupert, who control Fox News, I don't know if they're going to listen to that. But if they don't, there are other options, including the fact that cable operators like Comcast and Charter, which send Fox out to hundreds of millions of people, they can demand some accountability in the way that Facebook and Twitter have done. And there's also, I think, the possibility of reviving the fairness doctrine, which the FCC enforced until 1987, and which mandated some minimal standards of factuality and balance on the part of TV stations. And since that's disappeared, it's just been a complete free-for-all with all sorts of lunacy being fed directly into the right-wing ecosystem.
Imagine that, a free-for-all in the First Amendment on television and radio. Imagine that!
By the way, Max Boot does not know what the Fairness Doctrine was, because it does not mean standards. It means if one point of view is made available, the other point of view needs to be made available as well. That's what the Fairness Doctrines mean. So
yes,
he's wrong.
And by the way, he pretends to be a conservative, Max Boot. Give him the boot. Give me a break.
He does.
But it's interesting, though, Greg. I've been saying this. I've been talking about the Fairness Doctrine. People say, oh, come on, it's not coming back. It's not coming back. There you go.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, everybody can poo-poo that and say, well, that's just some guy, Washington Post, nobody in that, blah, 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 blah. So on Monday, I don't know how this escaped me, but on Monday, Katie Turr had former Bush strategist Mark McKinnon on, and they, too, talked about curbing poison of Fox, and wait for it, they mentioned right-wing conservative radio.
Cuts, boom!
Cut seven.
Is that the only solution here? I mean, or is the solution that beyond just Republican lawmakers, beyond the Matt Gaetzes, the Andy Biggs, the Mo Brooks, et cetera, that this needs to be addressed in the public platforms that Republicans flock to, that conservatives flock to, the Fox Newses, the OANs, the Newsmaxes, the right-wing talk radio, et cetera?
It does, Katie. There needs to be a very concerted, much broader effort, a lot of thought into how do we leach out this poison of these myths in the system that are creating this sort of violence. And I can't say specifically right now, and I apologize, but I know that there are some efforts like that being planned right now. And I hope they're significant, because it's going to take a lot, and it's going to take a long time. Because, as you know, Katie, you've talked to a lot of these people, and you simply can't just confront them with the facts, because they don't believe it. They live in an alternative universe where they have been told other reality, quote, realities that they think are reality. So it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen easily, but it's going to take a long, sustained effort. But I think that those kind of efforts are being contemplated and planned, and I'm happy to say that.
Does the pressure come from corporate America? Can you count on that when dollars are at stake?
And I think that's a big part of it, and I think it already has. We've seen that the corporations are defunding political events for people who have failed to recognize that we have a duly elected president. I think that's great. You know, follow the money, and that certainly is probably as true or more true than anywhere in politics. So I think we're seeing those consequences already, but it's going to take a monumental effort. But at least I think, you know, a lot of people's eyes are open. Unfortunately, it took that event at the Capitol to do it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, Republicans, some of them had questions about the Electoral College, cut off their money. The Chinese are killing people in concentration camps. Buy more of their crap. I get it. I get corporate America is very consistent on this point. Greg, what if they force me to have a liberal co-host? You know what I mean? It'll be like Zioli and blank. Like years and years ago, there used to be Hannity and Combs, if you remember that on Fox News.
Of course, yes, yes.
So what if it was like Zioli and Oberman?
I could definitely see that. I'm thinking aloud here of what that show would sound like. Bill, maybe we can work some magic into doing what a Keith Olbermann, Rich Zioli show would sound like. Maybe we can work on that for a future show. I think that would be a good idea.
I like the idea of this. It'd be very, very good. Now, my co-host over here, who is in fact a lunatic seditionist who will destroy America. But first, let me tell you about Omaha steaks because they are delicious. It'd be like that. It'd be sort of like that.
Or what about, you could have like a real haughty female liberal co-host who'd be like, oh my God, Kamala Harris is so enlightening and I love her shoes.
It's Zioli and AOC.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss.
Yeah, every 2 seconds would be that. I'd be like, well, let's go to a caller. No, I'm the boss. All right, fine. You go to a caller. I don't care.
I'm the boss.
I'm just writing this out to my contract. You go ahead. You go to the.
Oh, you're right there, Dawn.
Sorry.
Dawn, are you right?
Dawn is down. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's down to just Greg and I on the Zoom.
Dawn is down.
Zoom down.
Dawn, you okay?
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a little.
Got a little excited there.
Now, I got a little
here
excited.
On the Zioli Oberman show, we will take your calls, but not if you are a right-wing lunatic. You, sir, should not have a phone or access to a phone, but if you do have a phone, it's 855-839-1210. Do you need me to speak slower, sir? I know you are a conservative kook. You barely know math. But first, let me tell you about Cherry Hill Volvo, because their cars are wonderful. And relaxing.
No, it's...
Absolutely beautiful.
Keith does not drive a Cherry Hill Volvo, by the way.
No, he definitely does not, right? No.
Something liberals and conservatives could agree upon. Volvo.
I just see Oberman doing the Delaware Valley like sports, you know, thing.
No, it's not.
It'd be like this. No, do I think you should have a gun? No, I do not, sir. But if you need a gun and you are able to get one until I take them away, then go to Delaware Valley Sports Center. You and your other right-wing lunatic militia nut jobs can all meet there until I shut you down. Delaware Valley Sports Center.net.
They will not be so easily destroyed.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Let us brace ourselves.
Uh-oh.
I like this. The Zioli Oberman experience. I like this. Is going to be good radio.
The new morning show on WPHD.
Be like, Greg, let's see what's on my cut sheet. We shall not do what's on my cut sheet until you apologize first for your conservative evilness. You must first apologize by cutting out your tongue and not speaking the rest of the show.
No. Do you think he would actually try and remove your tongue?
I think he would, actually. Or, tomorrow's. Greg, it could very well be the Zioli Alec Baldwin experience.
Oh, wow.
I could, that would be helpful, too, because if I'm having any connection issues, he can just take over the show and then
read the
menu. That's interesting. Ivan, what else do we have? You guys would all be talking a lot because he would. Dawn, the weather, can you do it again? It's interesting. Any calls, Bill? Any calls, Bill? Bill, any calls?
No. No.
What's the number again, Bill? The number at PHT.
No,
that's interesting. That's interesting. It could be fun. I think it's going to be a great 4 years. It really will be.
Rich, can you do me a favor, yeah. Bill? You have what I sent you, right? Yes. All right.
Yes.
Rich, if you can do me a favor, can you just in like one sentence, can you tell me something about the Trump presidency?
Well, I think the Trump presidency has achieved a lot. I mean, first of all, you have to realize no new wars, Middle East peace, all of these things are going to be legacies. And of course, the vaccine being developed within a year. Outstanding, amazing. All Americans should be grateful.
Okay. Arrest them. Charge them. Convict them. Imprison them.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What a take.
You're ready, Greg? It'll be like this. Ready? We have some callers, and Keith, should we go to some callers right now? I've got a full board here, Keith. Should we do the callers right now?
Arrest them. Charge them. Convict them. Imprison them.
All right, I guess we won't take any calls.
The exact opposite of Alec.
This is going to be some good rate. Or maybe Michael Moore could be my new liberal state government mandated co-host. I like the idea of that, too.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll have to start hosting shows with Cuomo.
No. Oh, boy. Can you imagine?
You know what I mean?
He'll never let you get a word in edgewise.
I know my co-host has something to say, but before I do that... Do I want to hear him? No.
No.
Do you? No. But first, let me insult the entire Jewish community.
No, it's. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Here on the radio.
This is amazing.
Now what is this now, Greg? Cut number eight.
Okay, so he was on that public radio show that he always does in Albany. WAMC, and I don't know how
WAMC.
I don't know how some people get away with things and other people don't. As you know, Donald Trump pardoned Sheldon Silver. He used to be the New York State Assembly chair. He's a Democrat, so you would think maybe Cuomo would be, you know, I don't know. But he says something just so flippant that it's just like, if anybody else said this, I just feel like there would be an outcry. But you know, he gets away with it for whatever reason. This is cut eight.
Governor, you have always, you've done a lot of pardons in your time, clemencies, pardons. I don't want to use the word like a lot, but you've done them, certainly. What considerations do you have? You know, you asked the question, what could he be thinking with Silver? I'm thinking that he's going to do some very despicable things with his family and others, and therefore he needed to have a Democrat in there, and that's why he did it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't even search for a rationale anymore, Alan. See, you're assuming a rationale. I don't believe there's always logic. I don't know that it's that premeditated. It could just be a favor for some contact, a favor for someone in the Jewish community, favor for a donor.
You know, am I saying that they control the world? No, could you infer that from what I'm saying? A favor for someone in the Jewish community.
When I saw this, I was just like, this had to have been taken out of context. He could not have said this. No, he said
there
it.
There you go.
He said it.
Could it be the New World Order? Also, he's the governor of New York. Can we not get him a phone that doesn't have so much static when he's doing a freaking radio interview?
And by the way, these interviews that he, like, I guess it's a standing interview he does with this guy. It's usually about 30 or 40 minutes. So it's 30 or 40 minutes of this.
Do me a favor, Greg. Can you start? Bill, play this clip over. If I co-host it with this guy, this WCAU low energy guy, WAMC, whatever his name is, because I can't stand how long it takes him to get to his friggin' question. So it'll be kind of like this. Go ahead.
Governor, you have always, you've done a lot of pardons in your time, Clemency's.
Sorry, Mike,
pardons.
Yeah,
I don't want to use the word like a lot, but you've done them, certainly. What considerations do you have? Yeah. You know, you asked the question.
You asked the question. Get to it.
With Silver, I'm thinking that he's going to do some very despicable things.
Greg, he won't get to it. He keeps going on and dancing. Just ask him. I can't do this.
I'm sorry. The government has instructed that I must have him on. I apologize. There's nothing I can do. It's out of my control.
Now, let me take a moment away from this show of conservative evilness to tell you about a delicious offer from Omaha Steaks. If you like to butcher cows and you love to have their meat flesh on a plate, then I have a great offer for you. Omaha Steaks is back with another incredible offer. Why are they so darn good, you might be asking yourself? It is the aging process. At least 21 days, because that is the sweet spot. It really is. When the magic happens when you're talking about a steak, the aging process. That's right. Because like anything else in life, it's all about how timing. Timing is everything, right? And right now, you can try their mouthwatering steaks in the Butcher's Bestsellers Grill Pack, which includes four of their iconic and fork-tender Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, for ultra juicy burgers. These are like the restaurant kind of burgers you get, you know, for savory pork chops, desserts, and so much more. You just have to go to omahasteaks.com and enter Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, in the search bar. Don't put in my government mandated co-host. Put in my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I. Get a special price on the Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, you're going to get four more chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers for free. It's important these days to stay home and stay healthy. Well, you can have Omaha Steaks ship a gourmet grill pack right to your door. Enjoy the world's greatest steaks, premium meats, easy meats, everything you need to ensure your family is stocked up for the long haul. All backed up by a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com, type keyword Zeoli in the search bar, and order the Butcher's Best Sellers Pack today. Butcher's Best Sellers Pack today. omahasteaks.com. Remember, in the search bar, put in my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, omahasteaks.com.
60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is the Rich Zeoli Show and Keith Olbermann Show now. I hope your conservative ears are bleeding. Good. May your brain come out your ears too.
Arrest them.
No, it's, no, please don't.
All of them.
Charge them.
No.
I would take calls, but I hate them. All
convict
of them, each
them.
And every one of them.
No, it's not. I mean, that may be something you and Keith agree on.
That's a good point. I do like Dawn's idea about AOC co-hosting the show. That could be fun.
That
we'd probably
be
get Bernie Sanders on if we did that, Dawn, you know?
Yeah, so you'd get Bernie, and then you could do like Bernie versus Megaphone Bernie. That might be fun.
That could be good.
He would ignore all of your questions, Rich. He would just answer AOC's questions. So like when you guys did an interview with him, he would just pretend like you weren't talking.
Yeah. Senator, you think you're going to ever run for president again?
So as I was saying, Andrea...
No, it's not Andrea.
Can you imagine if Bernie had a co-host with me, though? If he was my government-mandated liberal co-host?
Oh, man.
It'd be like this. It'd be like,
now, I think we got to go to that broad for news again. What time is that? We got to check in there.
Yeah, he would not.
I would be the news broad.
The news broad.
Yeah, just NB. News broad.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. I got to do a news and weather. We're doing traffic, or have I banned cars yet? Because we're in charge now, Democrats. So your fuel standards are, if a car doesn't get 142 miles to the gallon, you can't use it. So
Bernie,
I think the
traffic.
Roads are clear.
Oh, I love Bernie doing traffic. That is amazing.
That is
an amazing bit.
I do see some one percenters on the blue route, and I like that it's blue.
No,
if it was the red route, we would shut it down. Now let's go to that broad for news and weather. Go ahead. Take it away.
Oh, no. I'd be like, it's the only show news live from your news broad. Back to you.
Please, it is the Zeoli Sanders experience.
Sanders Zeoli.
Yeah, right, exactly. In high definition stereo. Just an update. Marine One has landed on the south lawn of the White House as they wait now for President Trump to depart. His final time departing the White House as President of the United States. And the President, of course, will... There's a small group of press outside the White House to set the stage for you a little bit. President will be leaving, getting into Marine One, and then, of course, departing for Andrews Air Force Base in a matter of moments. It's hard to see from the camera angle, but there's a small group of staffers, but a lot of press on the south lawn of the White House. And obviously this is, you know, if you're near a TV, turn it on and turn down the volume. But at least you can listen to me narrate for you. It'll be better. But we will turn it on. We'll turn on the TV coverage as the president arrives at Andrews, so you can get a little bit of a flavor for that. But this is American history. You know, every time a president leaves, I'm always amazed by that peaceful transfer of power. I mean, truly, it is remarkable. And it's happening again today. And, you know, they told us he wouldn't go. They'd have to have the military escort him out. They'd have to have, people. For years we heard that. And he's of course going to leave today, but Marine One has the helicopter is not getting ready to take off at the moment, so I imagine that he'll be a few minutes till he comes out. 855. Well, what the hell? Why even bother with the number since all I want to do is arrest them, all of them. Greg, what else do I have today?
So speaking of the love gov, he gave one of his press conferences yesterday, seemingly threatening the new administration, the Biden administration. He doesn't name it by name, but he calls, we know who the administration is now. That if New York does not get its fair share, speaking of Bernie Sanders, loves the term fair share. If they don't get their fair share of COVID relief, He's suing. This is cut two.
New Yorkers deserve and demand fairness. My position as governor is very simple. I represent the people of the state of New York. That's my whole job description. I'm here to represent them and to fight for them. And they have been abused by Washington for 4 years. And it has to stop. And it has to stop now. And all we want is what's fair. I said that there are two options, worst case scenario, fair funding, and one caveat. The caveat is if Washington doesn't provide the New York State.
Let me explain exactly what I mean right now. I gotta wet my beak. And if this beak is not wet soon.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I'm not gonna be happy.
No.
So I'm going to sue Biden, who's not even president yet. I'm going to sue his ass off because if he does not do what I need him to do, that's Senator Ossoff, I said. We're going to make sure of that. Now, we can make this all go away, but I ain't no band leader. I need a little bit. I mean, he sat like threatening him like a mob boss.
It's 100% a mob boss. It's 100%
Biden has not even become president yet. Cuomo's already threatening to sue him. It's amazing.
Yes. It's literally a shakedown.
Now, here's the deal. We can do this one of two ways. The easy way or the hard way. I would ask President Biden, do you like your knuckles? That's all I would ask. If you do,
be ashamed of something happened to him.
New Yorkers have to eat too. I got to eat. That's all I'm saying. Unbelievable. Had Biden only made Cuomo attorney general, all of this would have gone away. You realize that,
yes,
right?
Of course. This is all retribution because he was not made attorney general. And by the way, Rich, the number of this, I'm looking at today's New York Post, the number on what Cuomo wants, $15 billion. $15
billion. $15 billion. Now, would I take $12 billion? Maybe. But I know this. I won't take anything less than $10 billion. That I know. Or I will see you in court. And by court, I mean we have a bridge. I named it after my old man. And we have many people who have taken, I don't know, a swim or two off that bridge.
He's not going to hang him by his feet, is he?
Man. I should let you know, this is amazing stuff. All right, go ahead, keep going.
With our fair share of funding, we're going to pursue litigation.
Uh-oh.
Because I cannot in good faith represent the people of this state and know that they are being harmed and know that they are being treated unfairly and not do everything within my power to try to do what is right by New York.
And by what is right, what I mean is I want more money than any other state in the country. All right? Wow. 855-839-1210. We are watching the White House. President is to depart the White House soon. Marine One is on the south lawn of the White House as the president is ready to depart to Andrews Air Force Base. I tell you, yesterday some people got fired at Fox News because of their Arizona call. You know, a lot of people who listen to Fox News, for example, felt like that night, election night, they just kind of jabbed it in the needle in their eye a little bit. Other networks hadn't made the call yet, and I don't know, they just felt like there was some gloating at Fox, and people said, I'm going to try a new channel, and they started checking out Newsmax. And since that time, 4 million people since Election Day have downloaded the Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. Yeah, it's true. So if you have an iPhone or Android, you can get the Newsmax app and start watching Newsmax TV and check out Newsmax.com. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people in Washington now who are threatened by Newsmax, and they'd love to see it go away. But you can fight back by downloading the app and watching Newsmax TV on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You're going to see great minds on there like Dick Morris and Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and so many others. It's on all the major cable systems. And if you don't get Newsmax, call your cable company. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV. And watch Newsmax for free. It's on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV. Wherever you stream, you can stream Newsmax. And don't forget this, too. Unlike other cable channels, there's no paywall. You don't have to pay to watch Newsmax on your smartphone. But try doing that with other cable companies, other channels. They won't let you pass unless you're a subscriber. Newsmax.com and the free Newsmax app. Real news for real people. Newsmax TV.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
I see that there's no cars on the Blue Route, which is good. Traffic on the 1% here. And I do believe there's an SUV on 95. I'm going to send in my drone to strike that thing out of the sky. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's electric. No. It's electric. It's electric. Calm down. All right, here on the Sanders Zioli Show, we're going to get your calls. If you're a 1% evil rich bastard, we probably won't get to you. But first, let me go to that broad for news. No. Good morning, Dawn. Dawn.
It's Dawn. It's
yes.
Dawn.
You can just affectionately call me News Broad, NB.
Well, here we go. Let's get to it, all right? Let's go. We're all waiting here.
Okay.
Today, while we're young.
I'm NB, you're BS.
I mean, I'm young. You know, let's go. Let's move this along there, sweetheart.
First, I got a twirl. The only show who's live sponsored by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer. So, yes, we are watching.
Okay. Where's my intern? Get my intern over there. That's, is this thing on? I thought she turned my mic off.
She's 23.
Your mic is on. Your mic is on, sir.
Yes, she's 23.
The Bernie intern would never turn his mic off.
No.
It'd be so many hot mic moments. It'd be so awkward.
He'd be like, do the intern, scratch my back, honey.
Where's that that young hottie socialist from the University of Vermont? Where's my mic on again? Oh.
No, we can't talk like that. We can't talk like that to interns.
Yeah.
Come
okay.
On.
Okay. Good. Okay.
No.
Is she still going with the news? This thing takes forever. How long does this news go? Oh
so we're
God.
Watching live at the White House. We've got Marine One. We're watching for the president to emerge, so we might interrupt this news. So I'm going to get to two fun little stories. Okay. Fun news. Did you know that a deck of cards is sexist? That's why a forensic
sexist. Why not?
So there's a forensic psychology student who created gender neutral cards without any kings, queens, or jacks, right? Because those I'm not making this up. It's gone viral. People are like, yes. She's 23-year-old Indy Melick. She says it's subtle inequality with a king being more valuable than a queen card. So her new deck. So these are. Are they playing with a full deck? That's the question. But the new deck uses gold, silver, and bronze in place of the king, queen, and jack. Because it's sexist.
Oh, my God.
The one jack that's a good jack is the jackpots we're talking about in the news. Jackpots estimated at $970 million. For this Friday's drawing.
This broad has no idea how much I want to tax that winnings if you win that. Is it on again?
Your mic is on, sir. Again.
Again.
I thought that that idiot producer turns it off for me. I don't understand how this thing works here.
Please don't.
Which
demean
seven?
Our staff.
Which seven dirty word would Bernie say first? It's not which if you.
Oh,
would,
that's
it's
the question.
Which one.
You'd have to be dumping the entire right.
I would run out of dump. It would be over. We'd all be over with this.
I wonder what we're all waiting. You know, we're waiting, and national news all is focused on Marine One, and we have exclusive audio with Trump going Melania. Do you want to take any dishes? You want to take anything? No, I'm good. Let's go. Well, maybe some toilet paper, Donald. You never know.
They didn't take anything from the White House,
No,
did they
didn't.
Oh, good.
Nothing. I mean, good. That's just it. Because they're billionaires. What, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what do they need it for, yeah. Right?
By the way, this the jackpot, the Mega Millions, $970 million, that's Friday. Powerball, the other lottery game, that's the drawing is tonight, $730 million.
Wow.
$730 million. I'm just saying. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast, 41 degrees the high today, but with the wind chills and the 30-mile-an-hour winds, it'll never feel like 41, so it'll feel more like it's in the low 30s. And then tomorrow and Friday, 44 degrees, a lot of sunshine. The weekend, more sunshine, but we dip down in the 30s. Kind of typical January weather. So this is Yoli Show News, sponsored by Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer. Don't take chances with COVID-19 and your family's health. Check your temp before dinner and in the morning. Get an accurate reading in seconds with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by physicians and nurses. So stay safe with Exergen. I'm that news broad. Only on Yoli Show News Live. Your friendly news broad.
Well done, Dawn.
Thank you, my dear.
Waiting for the president to leave. You know, look, obviously, I'm bummed. I deal with my humor is my way of dealing with my frustrations. Other people, you know, yell and scream. I try to channel my emotions into humor to deal with it. That's my defense mechanism. But it's a depressing day, you know, if you're a Trump supporter. And obviously, this is not what you expected. And clearly, a lot of very, very sad feelings today for people. And there's a lot of emotions, clearly, and I think one of the big ones is that, you know, the president spent 20 minutes yesterday going through his accomplishments, and there's a lot of them. Economically, energy, getting the vaccine done, and, of course, world peace with the Middle East, and there's a lot of all of that is being ignored because of what happened at the Capitol, and it's also being ignored because, you know, people don't want to give him credit for anything. They've always, since day one, try to treat him as a monster, and that's a real shame. But Republicans still adore the president. There's a ton of support for him out there still today, and there's a lot of people who are very upset that the election did not go their way. And I think that if Democrats are serious about trying to bring the country together, I've said this before, I'll say it again, they should really let this impeachment go, because President Trump did not cause what happened at the Capitol. That was caused by some extremists who plotted, and they've been charged, and they should go to prison for doing what they did. And it's not his fault that on January 31st and December 1st, these wackos were plotting an overthrow of the United States Congress. And so now that we know that this was premeditated, now that we know that this was well-planned, going forward with this trial would be a travesty, in my opinion, an absolute travesty. And what Mitch McConnell said yesterday was wrong. You know, McConnell blaming Trump for all this. You don't, if we're going to do this, if we're going to play this game of blaming speakers and blaming politicians and blaming this for the actions of the lunatic fringe, we're going to have a real problem in this country. We really are. Because, you know, there's a woman who was just sentenced to 42 years in prison because she insulted the king. I forget which country it is, but obviously, you know, it's one of those nut job countries around the world. But her speech, 42 years in prison for insulting the king. We don't do that in this country. And sometimes we say things that are controversial. But if people act on those things, then we charge people with crimes for their actions. That's how it's supposed to work. This is what McConnell said yesterday, cut number three.
The last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. We'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol, the space that President Bush 41 called democracy's front porch. And then we'll move forward Our work for the American people will continue as it has for more than 230 years.
Thank you, Don, for sending that to me. Yes, Thailand. A Thai woman has been jailed for 43 years for criticizing the royal family, the country's harshest ever sentence for insulting the monarchy. She was a former civil servant, posted audio clips from her podcast on social media, said she had simply shared the audio files and had not commented on the content. But they have a law there which forbids any insult to the monarchy. It's among the strictest in the world. Don't forget, by the way, in China, you know, if you were criticizing the government's response to the coronavirus, or if you were just telling the world the truth, you also disappeared and went to prison, and you were charged with disorderly conduct, whatever other nonsense they throw at you. We don't do that in this country, and sometimes there's consequences to free speech. Sometimes there's consequences to freedom of speech. Sometimes people get hurt. But it's not the words that hurt them, it's the actions of other people. And you charge the people with those actions. You charge the people, and that's what they need to do. And they're doing it. Because all the people in this group, the Oath Keepers, these militia people, who clearly now, these idiots who thought that what they were going to achieve here, I don't really know, but they deserve to be in prison for this. But they were planning this December 31st as the earliest that we know of. It's probably going to turn out to be even earlier. And they weren't, you know, this idea that they were fed lies. Well, yeah, but the day before the election was certified, or the day of, actually, was that Wednesday morning. It was my first day back on the air because I had had the shoulder surgery, and I took a couple extra days to recuperate. I should have taken a couple extra months, apparently. And we joked that morning because there was audio of Hillary Clinton objecting to Electoral College certification, Barack Obama objecting to the Electoral College certification, Maxine Waters objecting, and on and on. The guy who would turn out to be the lead impeachment guy also objected to the Electoral College certification. We heard all these people for years talk about Russia and that the election wasn't fair. People have a right to believe what they believe. They have a right to say what they want to say. And if people act on that, that's on the people that act on those things. And it really is amazing that we even have to be discussing this right now. The president and the first lady are now departing the White House. They are departing on the south lawn of the White House. The president and the first lady are stopping. In fact, why don't we pot up, Bill, if we could, a little Fox News here. We'll get, they have a better, I think, view of this than I do, or whatever channel you have ready to go. Okay, so right now, the president, first lady, the president is going to speak. Can't hear what he's saying. He's speaking, but can't hear what he's saying. They're not playing the audio of the president. They're just hearing background noise.
We do not have a microphone there, but you could see how the president turned and opened his arms up. Pointing at the White House, probably talking.
Now they're walking to Marine One, the president and the first lady walking to Marine One for their final departure from the White House on Marine One. President did say something there. They didn't have a microphone, though, so I don't know what he said. There is a microphone set up at Andrews Air Force Base, so I imagine the president will make some remarks there. But this is history. You're watching this as the president and the first lady depart the South Lawn for the final time as they leave the White House. At least for now. I mean, certainly, you know, if he runs again, that may change. But as of now, at least this will be the last time departing the White House. And President saluting the Marine who's standing guard outside Marine One. And he and the First Lady are getting on board. It's about, I think, like a 10-minute flight to Andrews. President waving, and there'll be a ceremony that takes over there. We'll bring that to you, of course, live as soon as the president starts speaking over at Andrews Air Force Base. In the meantime, as we're doing our hour of nonstop talk, want to tell you that my friends at Emmons Roofing, they do great work. In fact, they were just over here yesterday. As a matter of fact, Gustavo, my guy, was over here putting a new window for me. They do really great work. And my friend Matt, his wife Stephanie, who are the owners of Emmons Roofing and Siding, they're terrific people. You should really reach out to them today for any of your home improvement needs, whether it's roofing, siding, new windows, new doors, you name it. Emmons will get it done for you. That's right. Don't let a small problem become a big problem. Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S roofing.com, or call them at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or emmonsroofing.com. Remember, I trusted Emmons to do great work for my home. I got a 50-year warranty on my roof. 50 years, and you can't beat that. So whether it's roofing, windows, siding, or doors, they're also going to give you 12 months same as cash financing on any of the projects that they do. That's right, 12 months same as cash. So just reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com or 856-885-6677. You spread those payments out, 12 months same as cash. You cannot beat it. emmonsroofing.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we break a little early so that when the president starts speaking at Andrews, we can maybe take that live. Can we do that, Greg? You think there's a way we can
We can make anything work.
All right. Why don't we plan on doing that? This way we can hopefully take what he says, because this is history. And I love American history. It's just absolutely fun for me. But before I do that, though, Greg, can I just ask you, please tell me what's in cut number four?
Oh, dude, this is my favorite cut of the day, actually. So this is CNN's David Shalian, who was on last night in the 6 p.m. hour. And for those who think that David is just some CNN contributor or some who says this mind-boggling thing about Joe Biden, he is the CNN political director. So he is the one who controls all of the the content that goes on CNN and on CNN Digital. So this guy is a high-ranking guy for CNN. And if you have any if you have any doubt as to where CNN is going to go in the next 4 years, David will tell you that right now. This is cut four.
There's still some tinkering going on with the inaugural address, but his aides have made really clear it's not like he's trying to ignore or paper over either what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago or what we've been through throughout 4 years of the Trump presidency. And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms.
What is he, an X-Men? He stretches his arms that far? What, are you kidding me?
Nope.
And this you freaking kidding me with this?
But they call him a journalist.
Right. No, exactly. You're right. No, he's a journalist. He's not an opinion guy. He's a journalist. That's what they call him. But
yeah.
No, you're right. He's, as to Greg's point, he's the CNN political director.
He's the guy. He's the guy that does, you know, when they went through election night, he was the guy making the calls. Like, he's the political, like, that's a big title for a news outlet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And for him to say that is just, it's unbelievable. Like,
so
it's one thing to think that,
Biden puts his arms around America and hugs them because he's a mutant and he's got these really long, stretchy arms. And do you realize the amount of nauseating coverage that we're going to have to deal with? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tomorrow, the entire show is going to be what's on the cut sheet. The whole show. It's just going to be 3 hours of this. I'm going, can you believe they said this? The president and the first lady are in Marine One. They are en route to Andrews Air Force Base. They should be landing in a matter of moments, and the president will be speaking. We're going to break a little early from nonstop talk so that we can bring you what the president says, and hopefully we'll be able to take that live for you uninterrupted. But before I do that, as we joked, Greg, about the whole idea of having a liberal co-host, a government-mandated liberal co-host for me.
Yes, yeah.
Part of that is because we have to unwash our minds, right? The yes. Minds have been so washed now.
So this is, I mean, the views, it's funny. They call Sonny Hostin, or Hostin, whatever you call her, the ABC legal analysis. Like she's like a legal mind. So I guess what she has to say is important. It makes it more important. I don't know. This is what she said about the 74 million Trump voters. Cut nine. It starts with Joy Behar, by the way.
Don't you think that if he pardons himself, Sonny, that admits that he's guilty, and then when the impeachment in the Senate comes up, what are they supposed to do with that? They have to convict him. He himself is saying, I'm guilty.
Absolutely. But his defense, I think, is going to be, well, this is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt against me. So, of course, I have to try to, you know, pardon myself because everyone's out against me. And guess what? 74 million people are going to believe that because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign over the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Do you think Biden's Gumby? That's what Steven wants to know, ham wrapped in bacon.
Gumby arms.
Lego wants to know this. What would the Queen's Gambit be with gender-neutral chess pieces, Dawn?
Oh, that's, yeah. You can't have the king or the, you know, that's true. But isn't king or the queen?
But isn't By the way, I have to say, too, you know, I watched that. I love that show, and I apologize to you over and over again for mocking it because it's a dumb chess show, you know?
Because it's
but
so
good. Could you
good.
Imagine Bernie Sanders talking to you about that as he kicks it over to news?
Yeah, right.
When he's my government-mandated liberal co-host, could you imagine?
You know, news broad, I got to issue you a formal apology. That show with the chess hottie...
she's
unbelievable.
She's an accomplished actress.
The Chess Hottie show was by far the best show. I always thought chess was for 1% rich bastards, but that girl, the way that that young delicious chess
she's
player.
Not delicious. She's young.
And then, of course, Dawn, as she goes to Russia, where I had my honeymoon, as you know.
That's true.
And I stayed in that same hotel as that young chess hottie, and it was good to see that that there was the same hotel where me and my future ex-wife got married. Because if Biden pardons my ex, okay, calm down. All right, let's get news from the broad, and we'll be right back.
All right, so we'll take a break. The president's going to land at Andrews in just a few minutes. We'll take a break, but I have another live read here, Bill. Should I do a read here?
Yes, USA Insulation.
Let me do USA Insulation. Great. Because here's the thing. You have to make sure you're not wasting your money because they're going to try to take more of it away from you in the next 4 years, so you want to save on every penny you can. And the way you should do that is by reaching out to USA Insulation. Look, when we bought our new house a couple years ago, it was freezing cold all the time, and it was hot in the summer. I replaced the windows, the furnace, nothing worked. It was an insulation problem. This may be your house right now. If you're always running that furnace and the walls are really thin and, you know, you don't know what the problem is, it's because inside those walls is low energy insulation or maybe no insulation at all. USA Insulation comes to your home, injects their premium foam insulation into your walls from the outside, and then it creates a beautiful foam barrier. It's like leaving your house without a coat on and then running back inside and putting on a big winter coat, you know, and a big winter hat, and suddenly now you're nice and toasty. It's like that. Saves you money, pays for itself over time, puts money back in your pocket. You can spread the payments out only $99 a month. That's what's great about this, and eventually it pays for itself and then puts money back in your pocket. Reach out to them today at usainsulation.net, usainsulation.net, or 1-800-USA-FOAM, 1-800-USA-FOAM, or usainsulation.net. A whole home insulation for only $99 a month. You can't beat it. usainsulation.net.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.